This message was recorded live at Plantation Seventh-day Adventist Church in Plantation, Florida. Welcome to PlantationSDA.tv. Here you will find a diverse variety of Bible-based topics and conversations. God's master plan to inspire your mind, bring peace to your heart, and uplift your soul. May you be blessed and encouraged as you listen to God's Word.
Happy Sabbath. How's everyone doing today? All right. I have the privilege of introducing one of the speakers to you. It gives me a great privilege to introduce the speaker because she is my beautiful, intelligent, creative, feisty, firstborn child. Lyric is the daughter of Kenta and Whitney Richardson, and she's the big sister of Jazz. Lyric is 12 years old, but not for long. Soon, my baby girl is going to be a teen. I know you guys feel for me, right? All right. It has always been the prayer of my wife and I for Lyric to be a vessel. We have always prayed that she would be used by God in the mighty way. Ever since Lyric was young, she enjoyed listening to and reading Bible stories. She was an anointed little girl. One day, when she was about 4 years old, she noticed that my wife was going through something emotionally. She said, "Ma, let's pray." She laid her hands on her mother and interceded on her behalf. Amen. Just a couple of years ago, Lyric had decided that she wanted to give her life to Christ. Her mother and I tried to talk her out of it because she was so young. However, she did not allow that to stop her. Amen? She joined baptismal class under direction of Sister Barbara and was able to be baptized. Lyric is more than what meets the eyes. She is quite the introvert. However, for those of you who know her in her element, she is larger than life. Brothers and sisters, it gives me the great pleasure to introduce to the speaker of the day, my beautiful Lyric Love Erlans Richardson, known as Lilo. But before Lilo comes up, we're going to have a special music by Jemima, I'm so sorry. Have a nice day.
Hello, everybody. Happy Sabbath.
Happy Sabbath.
Happy Sabbath. I would like to thank Miss Nicole and Mr. Andrew for giving me this opportunity to share the word with you. I would also like to thank God for placing this sermon into my heart. I pray that the Lord places the words in my mouth. May he preach the sermon through me. Let us get into the word. But before we do, please close your eyes with me for a word of prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for everything you have done. Please help me as I preach this sermon to your children. Please help the Holy Spirit to fill this place, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Have any of you ever had a pet? What pet do you have? Cool. Anybody else? Amazing. Well, when I was 5 years old, I had a beautiful betta fish. Now, many people would name their fish Bob, Larry, Goldie, or Mr. Fins, but I named my pet Pansy Tatari. That's right. You heard me. Pansy Tatari. Hey, don't judge me, I was only 5 years old. Now, how I got the pet is an amazing story. After bothering my mom repeatedly for a new pet fish, she finally took me to the pet store. When we got to the fish section in the back, it was dark with a few neon lights. There were all types of fish. I felt like Dr. Seuss up in there. One fish, two fish, red fish, blue fish. There were fish everywhere. My mom kept on showing me different fish. What about this one, Lilo? It's so pretty. Though the ones she showed me were pretty, they were pretty, ordinary fish. We kept searching until my eyes laid on the most beautiful fish I have ever seen in my life. My mother didn't feel the same. She thought it was the ugliest fish she ever seen in her life. I fell in love with Pansy Tartare because it was unique. He was different from all the other fish. My mom tried to talk me out of it, but I reminded her it was my pet, so it was my choice. She didn't like that very much. But she finally gave in and bought it for me. When we got home, we set Pansy Tartare in the fish tank. She realized that though it wasn't a goldfish, a neon tetra, or a tiger fish, it was a beautiful betta fish. The beauty of this fish was found in the fact that it was different. And that's what made it special enough to catch an eye of a 5-year-old girl. The title of my sermon is Called to Be Different. Called to be different. Everyone in the Bible were called for a different purpose. One of the people in the Bible who were called to be different was Noah. Genesis 6 tells us the story of Noah. Now, in the time of Noah, the people were very wicked and they did very evil things. It got so bad that God said he regretted making man. Imagine how sad God was to find out his creation, his children, weren't doing the wrong thing. They turn their hearts away from God. But in Genesis 6, verse 8, it says, "But Noah found favor in the eyes of the Lord." Noah was different from the people around him. They were doing the wrong things, but Noah did not. Noah chose to follow God. Noah chose to be different, and Noah was rewarded with the task of saving humankind. You know the story. God asked Noah to build an ark. Noah was giving directions to bring in animals, food, and his family into the ark because he was going to cause it to rain for 40 days and 40 nights. Sounds a little bit like rainy season in Florida, right? Anyway, the rains came down and the floods came up. The rains came down and the floods came up. The Bible said it rained so much that the hills and mountains were covered. That's a lot of water. Everything died, and every person died. But do you know whose life was saved? Noah and his family survived. They lived because Noah was not afraid to be different. He followed God, he obeyed God, and he and his family were saved by God. Romans 12 verse 2 says, "Don't copy the behaviors and customs of this world, but let God transform." That means change you into a new person by changing the way you think. In my elementary years, we moved many times. First, we moved from Rhode Island. Then we moved a few times in Florida. Meaning, I changed schools many times. With each new change, I became the new kid on the block. Everyone would already know each other from the previous year, while I had to start all over again. When I was younger, it was fairly easy to make friends. "You want to be best friends?" I would ask. "Sure, we'll be BFFs forever." It was really that simple. As I got older, it became more difficult. Did I have on the right clothes? Did I wear the right shoes? Did I know all the cool new words? Was I the right color? I knew that I was different. I was usually taller than most. I had big natural hair. I wore glasses, and I was a Christian who went to church on Saturdays. And the list went on and on. Because I wanted to try to make friends, I would try to be like my classmates. As time went by, I realized I wasn't like my classmates. I was a church-going, noodle-eating, recorder-playing book reader who enjoyed making YouTube videos in her spare time. It took me a while, but I finally realized that it was okay to be different. Can you imagine Noah building an ark, telling everyone that it was going to rain when it has never rained before? I think it's safe to say that Noah didn't fit in. Let's face it, guys, Noah was different. The Bible does not really mention if Noah had friends or not, but notice it was only he and his family who made it into the ark. Did you know God can use the very thing that is different about you for his purpose? That means he could use you even though you don't sound like, look like, or act like anybody else. Romans 12, 6-8 says that we have different gifts according to the grace given to us. If your gift is prophesying, then prophesy. If it is serving, then serve. If it is teaching, then teach. If it is to encourage, then give encouragement. If it is giving, then give generously. If it is to lead, then do so diligently. And if it is to show mercy, then do it cheerfully. And that makes complete sense. Some of the people have strong voices, and God could use them to preach the Bible or sing for the Lord. Some people are prayer warriors. God could use them to pray for people. Some people love to care for people, and God can use them to feed the homeless. God, and whatever our differences may be, we could use them for the glory of God. The Bible says in Ephesians 2, verse 10, "For we are God's handiwork, created in Christ to do good works, which God prepared us in advance to do." Noah was bold and fearless. He did the work that God prepared him to do. He did not focus on the fact that he was the only one building an ark. Instead, he obeyed God and walked in his purpose. You may feel as you don't fit in at school, church, or even your family, but I come to let you know that God has a purpose for your life, and he is going to do great things in your life if you allow him to. I am called to be different. You are called to be different. We are called to be different. So let us be different in God.
Amen. And Tamara's going to be using that to do the introduction right now. She's going up right now.
Good morning, church. I have the pleasure of introducing the next speaker, Zachary. There's so much I can say about him, but I'm not going to be cliche and say he's a loving and kind and gentle son. Yes, he's all that, but I'm going to give you some examples that will illustrate to you his character. A few years ago, we were outside after church, and he was waiting on Jesse to open the back door. And I was hot and my heels were high and I'm like, "Zachary, let's go. I want to go home." And he said, "No, mommy, I'm waiting." And Jesse opened the door and he helped her to pack the food for the homeless in the minivan to take downtown Miami. And after he finished, Jesse came to me and said, "You're calling him, but he's doing God's work." Another example is we have a neighbor, she's 75 years old. And often he'll go visit her because she lives by herself. And a lot of times now I'll see him outside with her picking the weeds from her garden because she's no longer able to do it for herself. That's just a loving, caring person that he is. Most people know that we had a daughter, Mia, that died 3 years ago. She was only 2 months old. And we started a foundation in her honor, MJ Scarlett Foundation, where we educate kids, teens, and adults how to protect themselves from human trafficking, etc. We do homeless outreach. We help the needy. There's so many things that we do, but everything in that organization, Zachary has played a major role. Last year, in the height of the pandemic, when people were joining Food Line, we went to so many people who didn't have a car, who were not able to join Food Line to get food. Zachary and I would daily go pick up food and drop food off at people's home so that they would have food to eat. And I've never had to ask him to do any of this. There are times when I'm just tired where I'm not getting enough fundraising and there's so many people that need help and I don't know if I should continue with the organization. And he's like, "No, mommy, There's so many people that need help. You cannot stop. Every day he challenges Andrew and I to do better, to serve the community better, to help more people. And that's just the wonderful person that God has created him to be. He's only 10 years old, but he has the heart of an adult. When you hear him speak, you're going to see why he's just the better part of me. And I'm just grateful that God has blessed me with such a child as this. Happy Sabbath.
Happy Sabbath, everyone. My name is Zachary, and I shall be preaching for you today.
Sorry, he was so excited, he left his notes.
Okay, dare to be Daniel, dare to stand alone. Dare to have a purpose firm and dare to make it known. Daniel 1:4 tells us that King Nebuchadnezzar ordered that he wanted all of the young. Israelite men, without any physical defect, handsome, and showing attributes for every kind of learning. Well-informed and quick to understand, and qualified to serve in his palace. And like Daniel was among those who met those qualifications. Hence, he was captured. What did Daniel do to show that he was called to be different? Let us pray. Dear Jesus, thank you for the Sabbath. Please use me as a vessel to speak to your children in a world where there is so much temptation to follow what's popular. Help us to know that we are perfectly and wonderfully made in your image. And we can show the world we are different by honoring and serving you. Amen. The topic for my sermon today is Daniel 1:11-17. Daniel spoke with the attendant who had been appointed by chief of staff to look after Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. Please test us for 10 days, Daniel said, on a diet of vegetables and water. At the end of the 10 days, see how you look compared to the other young men who are eating the king's food. Then make your decision in light of what you see. The attendant agreed to Daniel's suggestion and tested them for 10 days. At the end of the 10 days, Daniel and his three friends looked healthier and better nourished than all of the other young men who are eating the food assigned by the king. So after that, the attendant only fed Daniel and his friends vegetables. God gave these four young men an unusual attribute for understanding every aspect of literature. And God gave Daniel the special ability to interpret the meanings of visions and dreams. We will now read Daniel 6:10. But when Daniel learned that the law had been signed, he went home and knelt down as usual in his upstairs room, with his windows open toward Jerusalem. He prayed 3 times a day, just as he had always done, giving thanks to his God. Let's go back to 1 Daniel, where we learn about young Daniel, who was believed to be about 17 years old when he was captured from Judah and brought to Babylon. I cannot even imagine what it must be like for someone to kidnap me and take me away from my family, my baby brother, and all of my friends and take me to another country that I didn't know. Thank God my family has a foundation that teaches children about online safety and how to protect themselves from being kidnapped and human trafficked. I also have a child safety kit with my information so I can be easily located. So I'm not afraid. While Daniel didn't have all the knowledge that is now available to us to protect himself, so he had to go to the men to Babylon, as stated before. The Bible said that the enemy wanted Daniel because he was smart, old, and handsome. Listen to me, young people. We must be careful because the enemy is always trying to get us because he sees our potential. He tries to get us with some of the video games, TV shows, and social media. And like Daniel, human trafficking, we cannot expose ourselves to these things. We must dare to be Daniel because we are called to be different. Even though Daniel was brought to Babylon, to the king's palace, where he could have all of the nicest things in the world, he never bothered. He was faithful to God. Daniel showed us three ways in which we can be different from the world and be prepared when the enemy comes after us. The first thing you need to do is accepting Jesus as your personal Savior. When I was 7 years old, I accepted Jesus as my personal Savior and was baptized. I did this to be in heaven with Jesus and to see my baby sister that died. The only reason why Jesus survived being taken, the only reason why Daniel survived being taken from his family was because Jesus was with him and protected him. He accepted Jesus as his personal Savior. The second point I want to leave with you is say no to temptation. Just like Daniel was brought to the king's palace where he could have any kind of food he wanted. I imagine they had pork, beef, chicken, and oxtail, and rice and peas, shrimp, cake, and ice cream. Any food or wine you can think of. But Daniel resisted the temptation and only ate vegetables and water. He promised God not to defile his body. Once I was offered shrimp, but I did not eat it. I did that because I understood that I am called to be different. After Jesus got baptized, the first thing the devil did was tempt him with food. And God had to say that man shall not only live by bread alone, but also by the word that comes out of the Lord. Amen. The third and final point I want to leave with you is to pray always. In Daniel chapter 6, we see the example of Daniel praying three times a day, even when he faced the possibility of death. It shows us no matter what we face, we must never stop praying. I am from a praying family that taught me the importance of prayer. God's answer to our prayers are yes, no, or wait, but he always answers. When I was little, I prayed for my sister Mia, and God answered my prayer. She was born when I was 6 years old and died when she was only 2 months old. She was a beautiful gift, but a short one. A year later, I prayed for my baby brother Andre. He was born almost 4 months ago. After birth, he was sick with a kidney, and I prayed for him, and God healed him. Amen. A few days ago, I was thinking about my sister, and I really missed her. By nightfall, Mom realized that something was wrong, and I told her why I was sad. She prayed with me and told me to honor Mia's memory, but be grateful for Andre, our new gift. She said the devil can distract us by keeping us stuck in past pain and hurt and not be happy for what we have now. And I should use my pain for God's purpose, much like we do at MJ Scudder Foundation, helping others while honoring God. We are God's hands and feet, and we teach families to protect their children from being taken away. Like Daniel, I realize that I am called to be different. How are you? 2 Corinthians 5 verse 15 says, if anyone belongs to Christ, then he is made new. The old things have gone. Everything is made new. Through Daniel's life, we see how God has always delivered him. In the end, God used Daniel to be an advisor to all of those pagan kings because he was the wisest of them all. Why? Because he was not afraid to be different. He was bold and fearless because he knew that God was with him, just as I know that God is with me. I challenge you today to dare to be a Daniel because you are called to be different.
Else, please stand.
I see you. God bless you. If you are online and you'd like to give your heart to Jesus too, please stand to your feet. Is there anyone else? If you'd like to rededicate your heart to Jesus, please stand to your feet. I see you. God bless you. Dear kind and heavenly Father, please cover everyone who rededicated their heart to you and gave their heart to you for the first time with your shield. We are sinful, wicked people. We all want to love you, Jesus Christ. We all are so grateful that you sacrificed your only beloved Son, Jesus Christ. We are so grateful for your sacrifice, God. We all love you. We are all so grateful for your sacrifice. Amen.
Please bow your heads for prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, thank you for this wonderful service. Thank you for blessing all the children that are part of this, for giving us confidence and allowing us to do this. Please bless us. Forgive us for all our sins that we have done this week. As we go out, as we leave, please keep us safe throughout the rest of the day. Lord, Satan tried to take us apart, but with that anger, that just makes us stronger. He thought just because we couldn't come to church that we couldn't praise you. So, we use technology, and look where we are now.
Amen.
Lord, please bless us. Please forgive us for all our sins. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Please stay seated. The usher will usher you out. There will be lunch at the volunteer park. We hope to see you there soon.
This podcast was brought to you by Plantation Seventh-day Adventist Church, a Christ-centered congregation dedicated to spreading the good news of God's love through sermons, deeper dive conversations, and much more. If you would like to listen to more life lessons and inspirational content, please visit us at plantationsda.tv.